Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Edios. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Dalid and Hey. So for the first three Mishnayos, we had machlokuses between Hillel and Shammai, and then the Chachamim came along and they said neither one is right, and the halacha in all of these matters follows the Chachamim. So now the Mishnah asks a very good question. V'lama mazkirin es divrei Shammai v'Hillel levatala. Why does the Mishnah bother telling us these opinions of Hillel and Shammai for no reason? Since the halachas don't follow them, why do we need to know it? Why can't you just say, if a woman counts her period from this date, she's considered impure as of 24 hours period. If someone's kneading dough, you need a kav and a half to take challah. If you put a certain amount, three lug of drawn water in a mikveh that's being filled, it invalidates it. Why do we need all the rejected opinions? So, that's a good question. There's an equally good answer. The Lamed Ladoros, to teach future generations, Haboyim, Shelo Yehe Adam Omed Al Dvarov, that a person should not stand on his word. Shahari Ovas Ha'olam Lo Omdu Al Devrehem, because Hillel and Shammai, these great pillars of the Jewish people, these fathers of the world, the Mishnah calls them, they didn't stand on their word. So what this means is that when demonstrated that their opinion is not correct, they gave in. So, in all of these matters, Hillel and Shammai had opinions, and the Chachamim ruled otherwise, and they accepted it. And this is a lesson for all of us, that if these great people, who certainly know what they're talking about, can defer gracefully, we likewise can certainly learn to do so. So now, in Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah asks a related question. So we understand why you gave us the rejected opinions of Hillel and Shammai, but it now asks, V'lama mazkirin divrei hayachid bein hamerubin? Why does it bother giving the opinion of an individual among that of the majority? Ho'il v'ein halacha ela k'divrei hamerubin, because the halacha only follows the majority. So if we have a minority opinion, why do we bother to record it in the Mishnah? So the answer is, she'im yira beistin es divrei hayachid v'yismoch alav. So let's say some future court will prefer the minority opinion, and they will want to rely on it. So we record the opinion in case a later Beis Din wishes to rely upon it. She'ain Beis Din yachol levatol divrei Beis Din chavero, because a court cannot overturn and reverse the ruling of an earlier court, ad she'ei gadol b'menu b'chachma u'b'minyan, until they are greater in terms of wisdom and in terms of number. And it's difficult to see how they can be greater in terms of number because every Beis Din was 71 members. But we'll see a couple of opinions in just a moment. Hayagado mimenu b'chachma, if they were greater in wisdom, avalo b'minyan, but not in number. B'minyan avalo b'chachma, if they were greater in number, but not in wisdom. Eno yachol levatol devarav, they cannot overturn the opinion of an earlier court. Ad sheyagado mimenu b'chachma b'minyan, unless they are greater in both of these matters. So that's what it takes to overturn an earlier Beis Din. So let's look at the Bart Neuro. Ein Beis Din, one Beis Din cannot overturn another. Acher, different one. Shiyamot Achrev, who comes later. Yochel Levatel, Divrei Beis Din Harishon, Sha'asa Kedivrei HaYachid. They cannot overturn the ruling of an earlier Beis Din who ruled like the individual, Achie Gadu B'menu B'chachma B'minyan, unless they are greater both in terms of wisdom and in terms of number. B'chachma, to be greater in terms of wisdom means, Hainu, Shirosh HaYeshiva Shel Beis Din HaRachron Yegadu B'chachma Mirosh HaYeshiva Shel Rishon. So the head of the court, who is of the later court, has to be acknowledged as greater in wisdom than the head of the previous court. U'b'minyan, and in number, Shiu Minyan HaTalmidim Shibi Yeshiva Shel Achron Merubim Miminyan HaTalmidim Shibi Yeshiva Shel Rishon. So we're not talking about the number of judges, because the number of judges is always the same. We're talking about the students of the court. So it has to be a court with a larger number of students than the previous court. We'll see some other opinions in the Tosfos Yontiv. First opinion he says is, V'heichiyu gedolim b'minyan, ha'ol v'kol beis din u'beis din shel shivim be'echad hu. So how can it be greater in number when every beis din is 71? Minyan, Chachmei hador shehaskimu v'kiblu hadavar she'amru beis din hagadol v'lo chelku bo. So it refers to the number of contemporary scholars who accept the ruling of this Beis Din and do not disagree with it. So if the later Beis Din has more followers, has more adherence to their ruling, then that's what it means to be greater in number than a previous Beis Din where only some of their contemporaries agreed. Tosafos Yontif quotes another opinion, Midian Shanim Ka'amar. It means the number of years. I think it means that the head of the Beis Din was head for longer than the head of the previous Beis Din. But either way, there's different ways that we can understand how one Beis Din is greater than a previous one in terms of number. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue with Mishnah Yes Vav and Zayin.